Halakha writes in Siman Kuf Pedalid that Birkat HaMazon has a deen of the Amidah. The only difference between Birkat HaMazon and the Amidah is the Amidah is said Mi'omed, standing, and Birkat HaMazon is said sitting. Ideally, the Arizal said, if you know the Birkat HaMazon by heart, one should close his eyes, put his right hand over his left hand, like we do with Kitab HaMazon, with the thumbs inside, and Mechaven. Unless, of course, he's holding the course, and then of course, he cannot do that. He has to keep his eyes on the course. However, regarding answering Kaddish, or Kedusha, or Amen, during the Birkat HaMazon, Ben Ish Chai holds, we do not answer throughout the first four Berachot, from Baruch Atah Hashem until the end of a Tova Metiv. One is not allowed to say not an Amen, not a Barichu, not a Kaddish. Then Ishai just says, if he heard Modim from a shul, he just nods his head, just in out of Kavod. Or if he hears Kaddish, he should be silent and just listen. But not more than that. That's the opinion of Hacham Avadia as well. The poskim say that during the Arahamans, however, one should be careful not to get up after Arahaman. Since it's like the Amidah, and the Amidah doesn't end till Oseh Shalom, the Birkat HaMazon also ends with Oseh Shalom. So you should wait in your seat and say the Arahamans with Kavanah until after Birkat HaMazon. However, at that point, you're already able to answer Kaddish and Barichu and even Amen to the Berachot. Technically, one would be allowed to even speak the Vre Torah at that point, but we don't do it in front of an Amaris, so he doesn't not going to understand. However, one should be careful to say the Arahamans with the proper Kavanah. Also, Birkat HaMazon should be said sitting, not when he is walking around, nor should he say it when he's sitting and reclining. He has to say it sitting upright, and he has to make the Birkat HaMazon to pray with Kavanah. The Sfarim HaKedoshim all tell us that those, Kavah Yashar says, Kol mi shemivarech bekavanah, he'll be zocheh to hear Birkat HaMazon from David HaMelech alav HaShalom in the Seudah of the Tzaddikim. Furthermore, the Arizal says in Shar HaMitzvot, Shekol mi shemivarech ba'ayin tova v'simcha yetera, notim lo mezonotav v'simcha u'ba'ayin tov. If you want to get your panasa v'simcha and with a generous eye, to say the Birkat HaMazon slowly with the proper kavanah. Now, Maran holds also that some opinions say that Me'en Shalosh, you should also say Mi Yoshev. Kamavaya's opinion, Yabia Omer, Chelek Aleph, or Achayim Siman, Yud Aleph, or Yud Dalid, also concurs, as well as the Ben Ish Chai, that brings down as well, that Me'en Shalosh should be said Mi Yoshev.